The criminal complaint says the five Democrats got together early on the morning of Election Day and planned to put placards and bumper stickers up at a Republican Party headquarters in Milwaukee. But at some point, the decision was allegedly made to slash the tires on about 25 vehicles the GOP had apparently rented to take voters and poll watchers to the polls. Tire repairs and towing charges totaled more than $5,000, prompting Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann to charge the five men with criminal damage to property. McCann says tire slashing may go on all the time in other states.
It isn't what goes on all the time in Wisconsin. And we're not going to stand here and let it go on all the time here. We're going to aggressively move on it.
State Republicans had criticized McCann for not acting on the case earlier. But the DA, who's a Democrat, says a lot of the investigation was referred to the FBI. And McCann says the Bureau has been very busy with other issues. One of the men charged is Sawande Omokunde, son of Democratic Congressmember Gwen Moore. But McCann says Moore and state Democrats knew nothing about the vandalism and did not condone it. That did not stop Moore from being besieged by reporters when she attended her son's initial court appearance.
Do you want to ground your kid?
I am going to be going to Washington today. Our session begins tomorrow.
Well, tell us about how
I feel very fortunate that the people of Wisconsin have elected me to
Any thoughts about this as a distraction?
Moore never did address the charge against her son, but Omokunde's attorneys, James and Robin Shello, did try unsuccessfully to get the complaint dismissed, saying there were errors in it. Robin Shello suggests there may be partisan motives.
I'm interested in whether or not the Republican Party owns the vans, or whether or not this is an attempt to make the Republican Party a victim here.
The state GOP says the tire slashing was an act of political sabotage, though Republicans admit the voters and poll watchers the vans were to carry did get to the polls. The GOP says it wants full prosecution of the case. The defendants face up to 3.5 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.